Sam Blofeld! Ha! You thought you could outwit James Bond? I'm afraid your little ruse of a hand grenade in my oyster soup at dinner did not quite come off. Or go off, shall I say? Oh, dear. Come, pussy galore, my dear. Let's away to my Aston Villa in my Martin. Let's away in my Aston Martin to my villa for a candlelit soiree. Goodbye, Blofeld. Ha! Gold finger! The brakes. That villain Blofeld has sabotaged my disc. It's all right, pussy.
It's all right, pussy. What are you on about?
I thought I heard the cry of a cat in distress.
So you tied up a panda and made love to a teapot?
I was rehearsing for an audition I'm about to have.
An audition or an audition?
An audition. I'm afraid I pronounced the word rather badly.
That's due to your bad background. You're going to have an audition. You're going up for the part of a second-hand car.
I don't really want to discuss it, as everything's a bit hush-hush. Nothing has as yet been settled.
I can well imagine. You're going to play the part of the dead body in the Mousetrap?
It's a film, actually, a rather more demanding role. Perhaps the name Fleming would give you an inkling.
You'd like to play a film with Rhonda Fleming?
I'd love to, actually, yeah. But that is completely by the by. I was referring to I. Fleming, the creator of the legendary 707.
Since I think it's a little unlikely, Dad, that you'd be selected to play the part of a bulky Boeing jet airliner, I presume that in your fumbling fashion, you're groping towards referring to 007, the legendary James Bond.
Correct, yes. Well, as Sean Connery and George Lazenby have both vacated the role, I thought it was time for a new face to step in.
You don't think that your lack of acting experience may stand in your way?
I've acted. I played the part of a troll in the Wood Lane primary production of Peer Gynt. And in any case, De Toute Façon, the film, that's just an ad-lib I threw in. You can throw it out again if you like.
I'd rather ignore it altogether.
But what I was going to say, the film is a director's medium. The actor is there to be moulded like putty.
Yes, I think you'd have to be moulded like putty. Have you done anything about securing a screen test?
Naturally, I got onto the Saltzman Broccoli organisation and I asked to speak to Mr. Broccoli.
And did you speak to Mr. Broccoli?
No, Mr. Broccoli was in Brussels.
Who in that case did you speak to?
I spoke to Mr. Broccoli's secretary, who most kindly referred me to the switchboard operator, who put me onto the hall porter.
What was his response?
Well, he was very encouraging. He said, it's a very bad line, is it raining you're in?
Did he ask you about previous screen exposure?
No. But, I volunteered the information that my last screen appearance was on Match of the Day, April 1968, Fulham v Chelsea. Slightly obscured by goalpost, netting and flying Bronco rolls.
I somehow doubt, Dad, whether this brief glimpse of your albeit distinctive features will have been picked up by many film moguls.
Be that as it may, the hall porter said that Mr. Broccoli would be on to me once he got back from Brussels.
Oh, I see. You left your address, did you?
No.
But you gave him his name, did you?
I didn't give him his name, no.
You gave him your name?
No.
Very shrewd thinking. I imagine the entire Broccoli Saltzman organisation are, at this very moment, combing the countryside for your whereabouts. I expect the police have been taken off normal duties to take part in this intensive search for an anonymous phone caller.
Shoot me down in flames if I err, Pete, but do I detect a note of sarcasm?
Only in your own mind, Dad. Far be it from me to stamp on potential talent. It's just that I think you should be fully acquainted with the Bond phenomenon before you expose yourself to Mr. Broccoli.
I was trying to do the very same thing when you interrupted me.
I'm sorry about that. Let's just see if you've thought your way into the role by a series of improvisations, Stanislavski style.
Right.
Now then, think of a typical Bond situation. You, Bond, have just been having a sauna bath with some geisha girls. You returned to your hotel bedroom well-sated. Little suspecting that within your bedroom there is lurking Blofeld, the villain, who has a Luger, this gun, trained upon your vitals.
Right.
Now then, I'll be Blofeld, you be Bond. Yeah. Let's see how you cope with this situation.
Right.
Now remember, you're all relaxed from the sauna. You're not expecting Blofeld to be here.
Right.
A bit of a dilemma for Bond. Right. Ready!
Well sighted.
Aha! Mr. Bond, the very man I was expecting.
Ah, Mr. Blofeld, what a surprise. Why don't you bung your Luger out the window and let's discuss this rationally over a cup of tea.
Absolutely hopeless. Bond is a man of action, not words. He never loses his cool, as Dillis Powell said. He's never surprised by anything. Now, you be Blofeld, right. I'll be Bond, and I'll show you exactly how it should be done.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Now then.
Ready?
Ah, oh, Mr. Blofeld. The very man I was hoping to see. Why don't we celebrate our reunion with a little glass of Don Partridge on 49? Shaken, not stirred.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, I should put your revolver down. Miss Moneypenny, my secretary, has already removed the cartridges.
What do you mean? Oh, no, don't shoot. The flag will come out.
You're dead, Dad. Oh. Completely dead. Useless.
Not a very good start, is it?
Not really? A very good start. Perhaps you'll fare better with the amorous side to Bond. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that he is a ruthless lover.
He is a ruthless sexual animal, Dad.
Yes.
Who uses women for their bodily pleasures, but never becomes emotionally involved.
Stirred but not shaken.
An aphorism worthy of Wilde on his deathbed. Now then, let's assume this table is your bed.
Right.
So would you get the crockery out of it for a start? You, as Bond, are lying exhausted after a protracted struggle with a tarantula spider.
Right.
Pussy Galore, I shall essay this particular role, enters your room, clad only in a black PVC bikini, her harpoon still bloodstained in her hand.
Yes, her suntan frame heaving from the efforts of her moonlight dip.
Exactly.
Profusely.
Yes, don't go on. For in she comes. La, 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 la. Seductively she enters. James, I had to see you.
Pussy. How wonderful to see you. You must be tuckered out after your dip. How about a nice cup of tea?
My dear Dad, Pussy Galore has not entered Bond's bedroom at 3 a.m. in the morning for a cup of Horniman's tit. Her purpose is more basic, sexual. Bond's response should be a mixture of international suavite combined with direct sexual invitation. Remember, Pussy wants it, you want it.
She'll get it.
In she comes.
Early girl.
James, I had to see you.
Pussy, how nice to see you. Cacks off and cop this.
I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about the directness of the sexual invitation. I do think it lacks some of Fleming's suavite and subtleness. Still, you showed a certain fire, a certain passion, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you an idea of what I can do.
It certainly gives me an idea of what I can do. And I hope you get the chance.
Yeah.
I must say, I was favourably impressed by your range as an actor, emotionally and dramatically.
So you think I've got it in me?
I certainly think you've got something in you, Dad, yes. And I'd be willing, if it's your wish, to further negotiations between yourself and the Salzman Broccoli office.
Oh, that'd be marvellous, because I think you could do it better on the phone than I could.
I have got a rather better telephone manner. Don't be surprised if I seem a little ruthless, something of a hard sell. That's what you have to do in this business.
Yeah, well, I'll just top up the pot while you make the call to Mr.
Thank
Broccoli.
Thank you very much. I'd like two lamps stirred but not shaken.
Gold finger. I'd have had a mile.
Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Broccoli, please. This is Titanic Globular Modular Production speaking, Managing Director here. Yes, this is rather urgent, so would you interrupt Mr. Broccoli's call to L.A.? Thank you. They're putting me through now. Hello, cabbie. Pete here. Yes, it's Ree, your bond dilemma. I think I may be able to help you out of your hole. I agree, I think Lazenby's conduct has been disgraceful throughout. I only wish you'd seen my client before committing, but that's all water under the bridge. Yes, he's tall, dark, handsome, and an expert at judo.
Ludo. It's Ludo I'm good at.
I know. I thought you'd take my word for it, cubby. Yes. Now, the only possible fly in the ointment is the question of my client's availability. I'll just check that out for you. Are you available in the latter half of 1970?
Well, I've got a weekend in Margate penciled in for August.
There is a slight availability problem here, cubby, but I think we'll be able to work around it.
Yeah.
Now, let's get down to the question of money. £25,000? My dear cubby, the fact that you paid Lazenby peanuts is of no interest to me whatsoever.
I'll do it for nothing.
I mean, let's be sensible about this. $250,000 against 10% of the gross, and I must insist on a no garlic clause. Yes, we don't want any more of that rig rubbish, thank you very much.
I'll do it for nothing.
I'm sorry, cubby. $250,000 or the deal's off. It's not worth messing about this. Goodbye, cubby. I'm sorry.
Let me talk to him. Mr. Broccoli, don't take any notice of what he said. Yes, I'm sure it is 7:14 and 50 seconds. No, but what I wanted to say... Well, 7:15 precisely, as you put it. No, I wanted... Well, 7:15 and 10...
Bingo.
Wider than a smile.
In 20 seconds.
Lovely.